Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Hello, welcome to our call today, our last call of the Prosperity Package. And wow, I don't know what we're going to be in for, but the energies are really, really strong and powerful. So it is very, very exciting to be here together with you today on this last call. And we're going to go mainly into your question and answers and work with what you bring to the table. And I'm just seeing many people are just coming on here, just last minute dropping in. So welcome, good morning, good evening. And yeah, very, very strong energies. And so let's just calibrate for a moment and allow everybody's higher guidance to be acute, present, alive here in this call. And we are surrounded, or we are centered in the true light of the Supreme. You're in your core. You are who you are. And we are supported by that ancient wisdom within us, that luminosity, that truth expressed in the Ascended Masters, in our own wisdom of the soul, in the light realms of the angelic kingdom and the archangels, and all the goodness that comes from the Supreme. So everybody knows how to put star 2 for asking questions. You can also write it in the back, in the Q&A box. And make sure that you don't write in and also raise your hand, so we just have it doubled up. So either one, you just write in or you raise your hand. So we'll do it that way. And okay, looks like still people are just rushing in, so we're waiting another moment here. Okay, so prosperity. I'd like to say start with something that is a very profound sentence, and I'll repeat it a few times during this call. That wealth has to circulate, not accumulate. We do not accumulate wealth, but we circulate it. And what that means is, again, that when you live from your core, when you are truly who you are that, that truth that you are, your essence, that is prosperity in itself. From there, all things arise and all things return. Think of it as a zero point deep within you, deep, deep, that you can't follow into with your mind. And just like the breath always circulates, and your blood circulates through your heart, we do not accumulate blood in the heart, but we circulate it. There's a moment where the blood fills in the chambers, and then it gets pressed out. So there's a moment of holding, which is the Lakshmi principle, and then there is a releasing and letting go. And you know that the more empty you are, the more, you know, it comes in. Like, the more you let go of your breath, the deeper the next in-breath is. So the whole practice of traditions, religious tradition, other to tied with 10% comes from allowing yourself to cleanse yourself and to basically make room for something new. And so there are some questions that will be asked today in regards to our worldly situation, about the economy and such things. And so let's start right away with the allowing yourself to circulate wealth. Things come to you, everything you need and everything that is done and not needed for you anymore and needs to move on, you let it go. There's constant circulation. And the thing that is always, you know, blocking that is really the fear of death, that there's not enough. And that is the old imprint, the old system. And that is what we basically allow we're going to breathe that out, and we're just going to, again, confirm that, okay, that was nice, good experience, we learned that, how that works, and now I'm going to set back again the way it is. We're just going to let go, just the way when you go to sleep at night, you let go of the day, and you just surrender, you don't know, you just let go. So we just let go, and we just trust that we reset into more of a natural way of being. So I'm going to start right away with taking some questions here, and then we'll continue from there. First person is Katya. Hi, Katya.
Hi, Rajima. I thought maybe you can help me with increasing the disposable income.
Increasing the disposable income. Okay. Yeah. The disposable income. I'm just going to be very picky with the words today. So it's basically income that you would like for pleasure, correct?
No, it's the income that would be enough for food and clothing.
Oh, yeah, but that's not even disposable. That's really necessities. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So basically,
I guess the wrong word, the income, monthly income.
No, no, it's good. No problem. And it's not criticism for you. It's just we want to change our thinking. So it makes you more prosperous knowing that, oh, of course, I eat and I have shelter. Yeah. Good. So we're going to allow that to, I'm going to do all the process for everybody here. So for the whole group, so that you are, have good food, good shelter. Okay, good. I don't know if you could feel the shift, but you did shift. Yeah?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, person is now in Athens, 7065. Hello?
Hi, Aratima. This is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Hi.
Hi. I would like, my question is basically why I don't do the work that I need to do in order to bring the prosperity or to align with the energetic. Like, I'm not meditating. I'm not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And I judge myself for not doing it, and I don't like my life, so there's a lot that I would like to be changed as well, and yet it seems that I don't want the newness.
Yeah, because so. It's scary, right? You know, sometimes you're so comfortable with the old, and you don't trust yourself either also to be able to do it, and maybe it won't even change, because there's a deep belief that where you cannot see Diana in a different circumstance. Can you really see yourself in something much better?
No, I can't.
Yeah. And if you can't, that's where if you cannot see it, it cannot happen. Because seeing is creating, right? So, but you would like to. So there's something still alive here, a little glimmer. Let's find that little flame, yeah? Like a little spark. So you would like to. But what is it you'd like to actually experience? What is it that you would like to have a little different? Can you describe it?
Well, something that I would like to have is more like traveling, more fun.
Okay, good.
That's the only thing that I cannot see another way of bringing an income.
Okay. So you would like to travel. You can see that. Okay, good. Well, beautiful. So do you have a, what is it? Is it a warm place? It's sunny? Where is it, by the ocean? What do you want to see? Where do you want to be?
Yes, I would like to be close to the ocean. And okay. Or a body of water. It could be.
Okay.
Like a moving waterfall,
yeah.
Water.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So I want you to just feel that for a moment, and just the fact that you connected with that desire. And as you're doing this, I want you to put your hand on your second chakra and on the belly as well. And even the second chakra, you know, is actually governed by water. Did you know that? So you really want to flow your passion, your aliveness, and your play. And as that happens, you know, your third eye will become a bit more alive and more ideas will come and more possibilities. Take a deep breath now. And then just kind of dwell a little bit and fantasize a little bit about that walking by the water or standing at a waterfall. Just keep doing that. Do you think you could do that? It's very easy. Or would that be too much?
No, I think I can do that. I can envision myself more walking by the beach.
Okay, keep doing that. Do that like, you know, a couple times a day, especially before you go to sleep, in the morning when you wake up, and or maybe sometimes when you feel kind of a little depressed and just kind of go back walking at the beach. Okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, this is Davey. Hi, Davey.
Hi, Rathima.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to experience more love in my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And love is for yourself, for people, from people, friendliness, or food. Love comes in all kinds of ways, right? What exactly?
Love for the self and love for everybody around me.
Okay.
And romantic love.
And romantic love. Okay. Okay. Good. So, good. So we're going to open up to sensitivity, right? To vulnerability, to receiving, yeah? That very feminine receptivity where there's no control, no judgment, and it's a little scary, but trusting. And I want you to think of flowers that that sort of are opening and they are just releasing all the scent. Just kind of imagine that for a moment. Just have that image. Easy right now in the spring. Good. That's nice. And so that's the way you are. You're just like opening and releasing your beauty. And that attracts the love. Is that, we'll leave it at like at that right now? Yeah?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, this is in London. Anya. Feedback. Oh, sorry, Anya. I gotta come back to you because this is gonna be too difficult to hear. So maybe will you re-sign in or something? Let's see. And the next person is in San Jose, and that's 4088. Hello.
Is that me?
Yeah. Is this Neil? Hi, Neil. Is this Neil?
Hi, this is Neil. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know if it was me or somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, yeah, thank you for taking my question last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I think things are changing a bit, or they are. I believe they are. So
okay.
That's a very good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, it's, you know, especially with the negative, it seems like things are changing. And my mom kind of said she believes things are changing. And,
okay.
And I don't know if maybe my dad can see it or not, but I think things are getting better. I believe they are.
Good.
yeah, thank you very much for that. And, mm-hmm. You know, one of the other things I wanted to ask you is, you know, I don't know. I want to definitely have a lot of wealth, but at the same time, you know, it's like I care and I don't care. But mm-hmm. but the reason why I want to is because I want to be able to, you know, in some cases I feel like I'm not achieving what I should be in life, and mm-hmm. you know, and helping people in certain ways. And the reason I bring this up is because I used to work under a healer years ago. For many years, and you know, she died.
Mm-hmm. And there's still emotions with that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was quite a famous healer in the United States. Her name was Mama. And I don't know if you ever heard of her. She was a really good person.
Mm. No, I don't know her. Mm.
No. So, yeah, and, you know, I think she died younger than she probably should have. But, you know, I believe it was her time.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, especially for women healers, they, especially in the old paradigm, they had to take everything to their body, right? And women are magnetic, and they're like, everything sticks to them. So it's, many women get sick, you know, it's not uncommon, or die early. So that was usually the cost that we paid. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
So at times it kind of makes me feel like I'm lost, you know?
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
I'm sure about what I want to do in business. You know, I enjoy it and I'm excited by it. But, you know, in some cases I feel like I'm lost. And then, you know, I feel like I feel like things are getting better. And then, you know, like I was explained to you last time, like mm-hmm. I felt like there was negative forces that always yanking me back or yanking all of us back mm-hmm. and, you know, at the company and so forth. And,
okay.
So those are some of the things that I, you know, kind of experience.
What I could suggest right now, because we want to just make very short visits here with each other, the first step sure. that I would suggest for you is to go to that love you have for that woman healer that you worked with, that very deep spiritual connection you have. Just go to that love you have, because love is immortal. And if you can just shift into that right now, and just stay with that, because love is not something we turn on and off. It remains. And just allow it to, you really feel it in your whole body, really. And let it literally just live within you. Rekindle that love and live within it. It will inform everything else in your life. It'll become very easy because you're going to come from a place of deep contentment. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay?
Yeah. That's fine. Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, thanks. Oh, we're in New York right now, and that is probably Christine, 9173. Hello? Was it Danielle?
Hello?
Hello, is that somebody else? 9173. Hi.
Hi, this is Adelaide.
What was your name? Sibylla?
Adelaide.
Oh, Adelaide. Okay, yes. Oh, hi. Okay.
Hi. Whew, finally.
Yes, it's been a while. We talked long time ago, I think.
Yes. So I was listening to everyone else who was before me, and because I didn't have a precise question, and I still have kind of like a few and one, but just the picture. So I also would love to be open to, you know, to the love in all forms, because you asked the lady in which form. So to me it's the same. And like the feeling is that I don't deserve it and that I may be too much. Mm. And that's one thing. The other thing, I remember since my childhood, I grew up very fast, being very little girl, but grew up very fast and, you know, or mature very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember still that I had this thought that it's not good to create the sand castle in your mind and then, you know, to dream about something and then be disappointed it will not, you know, be fulfilled. And I think that's how I grew up in, you know, in being afraid of dreaming. And the other thing is that I feel in conflict with my personality.
Let's focus on one thing. There's a lot of different things. If you're in conflict with your personality, that kind of goes along with this love, you know, and also the conflict of receiving or hoping for and not happening. So everything is like yes and no, yes and no. Everything inside of you is really conflicted, right? And so all of these issues are really one issue. So if you can put your hand on your heart for a moment and we really want to eradicate a little bit your mind. And it's, I know it's your safe place to be and to understand, but at some point when you are in a place like that where everything is so polarized, it's always an invitation to move on into more trust, into less of the person you think you are and into more into the infinite. Are you ready for that?
I thought I was born with that readiness.
But do you think you're not now? Or
yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, just take a deep breath. Good. And then if you, when you step out now into your life after the call, just step into something new, you know, leaving the old person behind. There's a lot of things that aren't useful anymore. The programming of the disappointed ones that we're hoping and dreaming and then were not very disciplined at it and then failed and then teach it, you know, the next generation saying, oh, you know, it didn't work for me, so it won't work for you. It's really not useful. So just do something different. Yeah?
When you said disappointed, I became so emotional. So mm-hmm. That's probably one of the themes in my life that disappointed mm-hmm. mainly in myself.
Yeah. And then you just basically feel the emotions and choose something different. Choose that, don't be so hard on yourself. Just know that, look at yourself as a, what's the word? Yeah. Don't make yourself so important. We don't really matter. We're just a grain on the sand, a grain of sand at the beach. So what we do and what we don't do from that angle doesn't really matter so much. So just show up. That's all you have to do. Keep showing up to life. Yeah? Okay?
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good. So let's see if we can be more focused because there's a lot of people. I want to talk to everybody today. So one question per person and right to the point, okay? And that's Louise right now. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Aratama. I just wanted to ask you to check in because I had a really interesting experience last night before I was falling asleep. There were just images of my vision going through my mind, and then there was like support from so many different dimensions, and then for 3 hours I felt all of this in my body, and very much now in my body it feels like the vision is here in my body, like it's here. So I just wanted to ask you if there's any other blocks or things within at this point.
And the vision was a prosperity vision or just some spiritual vision?
No, it was prosperity for my new
okay.
year. I'm
okay. All right. Okay, good. So go to the vision again. Yeah, do that. Okay, there's a little bit in the left shoulder, so we're just going to clear that out. And left upper arm area. Very good. Can you feel that?
Yes, I feel that still moving through. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you for Louise for sharing this particular question, because people are learning that we're becoming it, we're embodying it. Our cells have to be resonating with that vision, and if there's some blockage there, it's just a sign that there's another unconscious thought. This is Priscilla in Canada. Hello?
Yes, hi, Aratima. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. My question is, I'm going to go direct. I want to ask advice from you. How would you think an implant that is so stubborn to get out of your system.
How to get it out of the system is that you don't give it power. Excuse me?
Implant. I uncovered that my blockage is an implant that was done in my childhood.
Yeah, an implant. Is that what I'm hearing? Implant?
Yes.
Yeah, and how it's and why it's okay. And you asked, you know, how to remove something that's so stubborn, yeah?
So I can, my energy can flow, my, because this implant is the one that's sucking up my blood. So I, most of the time, I feel so empty and drained. So
okay, good. Let's do this together then. Because go to empty and drained, because you want to acknowledge that it's there, but you don't want to give it power. So basically, just allow yourself to really just be with this fear of empty and drain. You know this feeling, right?
I'm going to breathe from
that. Good. No. You just stay with it.
Yeah, sorry.
Stay with it, and I'm going to help you here.
Thank you.
I was just removing something from the left kidney area. I take another deep breath and just tell me if you're feeling a little bit of flow now.
Yeah, I feel a bit lighter.
Good. Good. Now the next thing you need to do, and it's very important, to not go back fearing this implant. So when you now have, because everything comes in layers, right?
Yes.
If you, when you feel again drained or something, or you just have to know that it's on its way out and think, here, I'm already well. Yeah?
Okay.
You need to choose what you want to experience and don't bite so much into what you're experiencing. Yeah?
Okay.
Otherwise, you book a session. Okay. And then we can go and do it together. Okay, so this is in Portugal now. Isabel, hello.
Hi, Arad.
Hi.
Hi there.
Okay. Hi.
I was so distracted with the beach that, yeah, just enjoying the call. So what I wanted to ask help with is something that I feel is probably either ancestral or from soul line. And I bought this course because of money, prosperity specifically, but I can't really focus on money because I feel a sort of a disgust whenever I try. And I've tapped into the disgust, and what comes underneath it is sort of a sense of scorn. And I see it coming, especially when I see men driving luxury cars. I notice that my thinking goes to, oh, piss off, you can't buy me. It's almost like a sexual buying thing. So probably either prostitution or sexual slavery from whatever ancestral line. And it's probably something that is very common, maybe in women. So I'm seeing if you could help with that, please.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, just let's clear this out of everybody. The judgment. Let me put it this way. We, as the human nature, is a mix of just nature itself, the biology of that we see in nature and in the animal kingdom, and the spirit of the infinite. We're a mix of it, right? So, and we're here to basically elevate and also experience nature in a balanced way. And part of it is that if you see the kingdom of the animals, that the males are pretty and colorful and they strut around in order to basically attract the female. So it's a survival and evolutionary survival mechanism. Then in itself, we must not look at it as being evil, because it is what it is. Otherwise, it would say, like, oh, well, universe supreme, you're making a mistake. You shouldn't have ever gone into creation. So, yeah, so that part, you know, we can accept, right? Now, we also need to know that if a man, let's say, is conscious and totally aware and conscious and is, let's say, having a luxury car from a place of truth, which you can't really see on the surface, or if it's somebody who's desperate and he's basically trying to sell himself and he's desperately wanting a female, and you know, so, and tricking a female into a but you can only trick a female that's dumb enough to be tricked. So look, it's just a basically a conglomerate of different things coming together. So let's clear the whole thing up here and just offer it up back to source and just saying, I'm not going to have an opinion on it. It's all part of the beauty of life and all its shapes and shades. And clear something from your own experiences around the navel, through the past lives, through maybe ancestral line. And also allowing yourself to find this maybe attractive, because that's often another thing. We have a sort of a hate love usually going on. So maybe the car is nice, maybe there's something sexy about it, and maybe here you don't want to allow this lower force and lower nature to move through you. So if any of that is there, we're just going to allow it to flow just as an energy. It doesn't mean you are all these things. A lot of heat here right now.
Yeah, a lot of heat. And what I feel is it's anger, because it's also coming from the place of I'm projecting that they feel that they have power over me because they have money.
That's right. And they probably do. As long as you fear it, they do actually. Why don't we admit it?
yeah.
Okay. Let's just admitting it. And that gives you power to basically be in neutrality. And that's good. It's beautiful. All we are here is to become conscious, not to become a something in specific, to be perfect. No. You're just here to become conscious of these forces. You are neither one of, you're nothing at all. You're just the supreme expression. So as you become conscious of it, nobody has power over you. You have power over your own feelings and energies. It's already kind of cooling off a little bit. Can you feel that?
I feel it's almost like the ocean was raging and now it's calm again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've got lots of second chakra stuff going here. More water. yeah. So, you know, play around with it. If you see this again, go right into this feeling and allow it to be even sexual, because underneath the sexual is your ability to create, ability to play, and underneath all of it, you will find true innocence and freedom. This is a very tantric approach, and so there's a lot of gems in your experience, actually. Thanks for sharing that, yeah?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, we're in Los Angeles. Naoko, hi there.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. Today, I'd like to ask you, yes, I'm sticking with my goal that I have already mentioned to you. But at the same time, I like to move out from downtown Los Angeles to the place near the ocean, like some people are saying.
You want to move near the ocean, yeah?
Yes, and because downtown Los Angeles, I feel so tired, and it's enough. I'm done with that. I'd like to have a good nutrition for my health.
Let's focus on one thing. Mm-hmm. So let's focus on the moving, yeah?
Yes.
Okay,
please.
All right. So I'm sure you're not the only one who wants to move and be in a place that is much mm-hmm. nicer. So take a deep breath and just, again, we're going to settle back into our core, into here. Your body is your playing field, it's your universe. The world around you right now, anything beyond your skin is of no concern. Everything is within you. And within you now, we're going to change and shift the cellular frequency from where you're at right now into what you'd like to experience. So when you're at the ocean, how are you feeling? If you live at the ocean, how do you feel?
I feel purity.
Good.
Freedom.
Freedom. Good. Go into purity and freedom now. Just turn it on. Because you know what it is, so you're going to shift. Remember your quantum field of information. You're going to shift into purity and freedom now. Everybody does. Beautiful. Take a deep breath. And maybe you even have an image. Do you also have a vision or a picture or an image? Or maybe you see yourself sitting somewhere or walking. Is any of that coming up?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Okay. Just stay with that and keep visiting that over and over again. And don't go back to, never ever go back to, I want to live at the ocean. No, no, no. You already are living there. And you need to keep living there every day. Every day you're there. If you walk away from this vision, you are disintegrating what you're starting to build. It's like you're trying to build something. The molecules are coming together. Reality is starting to shape. But, you know, it takes time and matter. It takes a little bit of time. And you walk away, it starts disintegrating because you are giving it life. You are the glue that makes it all hold together. Okay?
Yes, makes sense. Thank you.
Okay. Good. You're welcome. Good. Good. So I'm going to continue to take calls, but we're going to do a quick five-minute journey into the Akashic Records. So I know I'm going to make a swift turn to the right here. But that's good. I always like that everybody is swift on their feet, and in an instant you're able to shift your attention. So be already here present, as you already are. And the Akashic Records are really, I went into them in the 90s often. I don't really do anymore because it seems like not really necessary. But because they're really more of a 3D idea, it's that there's something located and accumulated. And in 5D, there isn't really an accumulated something. It's just a field of information that is constantly shifting and changing. But nonetheless, we're going to do it different. We're not going to go into the records directly. We're going into your own individual records, which means is that within you, within your core, remember, is the whole universe. Everything exists within you. And within you also exists all the information about all your lives, everything you've experienced. Your past is also your future, and your future is your past. And your present includes everything. So we're shifting out of time and space. And if you're not already out of time and space, then allow yourself to do that by seeing the sun within you and the moon next to it. And allow the moon to inch towards the sun, merging, feeling, seeing, collapsing time into the ever-presence. Good. We're going to ask our higher self, that wisdom self, that true knowing, to now open up and shift our attention into the Akashic Records, into the records where everything within you exists. And your question really is, and this is a suggestion, you might have a different question, but we're going to just right now state the question. The question would be maybe, what do I need to do to become more prosperous, or what was originally the issue that caused my lack of prosperity? We can clear that. We can also look at, you know, is what I'm seeing here really perfect for me? Is that really showing up in the records? And then we're going to work with that. And it's going to be a very complex work here because everybody's going to have something else going on. But I'm just going to see if I hear telepathically and see what goes on and address each person. So I'm going to be working multidimensionally here to assist you. So that's good. So we're ready now. And we can imagine going up some stairs if it helps you. There is actually two lions like on the right and left side of the stairs. These are marble stairs to go up into the Akashic Halls. And we're going to just going to focus on the records that are just yours, not the whole of humanity. We're not going to go there. We're not going to even ask for access. We're just going to say my individual book, my section. Allow yourself to go there or be there right now. You can see yourself in front of the book, or maybe it's a screen for some. You had already asked your question, or you ask it now. Okay, some of you are already clearing. Good. Rewrite your past. You have the right to rewrite your own past. That's what we're doing all the time. Rewrite your presence. You might even really take a pen and write it by hand with ink. Which is releasing everything that is old, not useful anymore. Good, it's more light coming in, so we're shifting here quite a bit as a collective. So wonderful. Many are working on their future, which is our present. And I suggest that you include so that the world that you live in is very peaceful, is beautiful, is healthy. We're going to do another 30 seconds. And then when you're ready, you can close that book. Some people have closed their book. And just giving thanks. And then you're going to walk out of the hall, down those marble steps, back into your current here-ness. Wherever you're sitting, wherever you are in your room. Good. And just feel the difference in your body, in your mind. Nice. Good, so wonderful. We're going to keep going now, and if you want to say a few words about your experience, feel free to do that. This is Ligia now in Colorado. Hi, Ligia. Are you ready?
Hi,
or are you back already?
Yes, I am. And okay. It felt beautiful, very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reassessing the question I was going to ask because of, you know, the experience. But, well, initially what I had in mind is this issue that I've made quite a bit of progress with, but I still felt some charge when I started doing my taxes, like this very strong sense of assistance. I guess that's all based on fears. And I just have to really force myself to get this thing going. And it's not just with that, but with many financial things in general. It's like this avoidance. So I wonder what else might be lingering within me that creates this.
Did you see that in the records? Were you able to access that?
No, I wasn't focusing on problems. I was focusing on what would be, you know, what I wanted to manifest.
Okay. Okay, good. All right. So, and I remember that we did a work a little bit on this in the previous conversation. So we're just going to continue to clear another layer of that And really, with your permission and with your willingness to just let it go completely, would that be okay?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Okay. And that taxes and money and all that's easy. That's really not your concern. Yeah, it's just like knowing that, oh, it'll be there. Like a motto that that we would always say is that where is the money going to come from? Well, from wherever it is right now.
Yeah. I like that.
That makes it easy, right? Okay.
Yes.
Just try to live with it, live by it. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, so this is, we're now, this must be in Sally right now, is that correct? Hi.
Yeah. Hi,
okay.
Ratima.
Okay.
Oh, this is a great call. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have one little question about working with, there's a subtle, once in a great while it'll crop up. There'll be, in a moment of prosperity, you know, there'll be a subtle hesitancy. And it seems to me that I've isolated it to either be guilt or fear or maybe a combination of both. That's there on kind of a subtle level, and it's kind of like pulling you back, going, well, watch out. You better watch out. You know what I mean? I think maybe this is common for other people too, where they just have that. And I think it might be the religion I was brought up in, you know?
Yeah.
Catholic, you know,
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
kind of poverty consciousness where you don't really see yourself as being really wealthy or being prosperous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'd rather let the bishops and the popes be all very rich and full of gold.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Better for them, right? Not for us. I'm not sure why, but can you explain it to me?
So, when you feel that slight emotion, do you just push past it and or in that case, are you being reactive rather than, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you just push past that?
Yeah, you just, you
neutrally. There?
Yeah, you just basically, you're aware of the feeling, right? You are. And essentially, you just have to have, this is why I made you laugh right now. You have to have the wisdom to see that this feeling, this thought is ridiculous, yeah? And that you're not going to live by it anymore. So just laughing at it is going to destroy it already because it is ridiculous.
Okay.
You know, it's just an enslavement. They came and said to little Sally, you have to be poor, then you're a good person. And give me all your money, cause the, you know? And
right.
You're like, okay, fine, thank you. Because that's how you buy yourself a piece of heaven, right? That's what the church said. You're buying yourself entrance to heaven. But what kind of God is that you have to buy? I mean, you know, so you see how twisted this is? I don't have to add anything to it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, I know.
Yeah.
But the feeling
There's another piece. Is the feeling right? Yeah, is the feeling there right now? Can you feel it right now?
No.
Yeah, it can't be there right now. I know. And let me even drive this further, a little deeper, the nail deeper. Okay, is that the mind knows that there's an opposite. We live in a polarized world. So when we accumulate wealth, a wealth also brings with it. All the work. You know, say if you have a big field, you have to work harder on the field. If it's a small field, you know, whatever you have, you know, if you have more clothes, you have to wash more. You have to tidy more. That's just the way it is. And we know that. This is why it has to be appropriate to our energy field. You know, so you have to always check, is this wealth right now nourishing me? Is it just right? Or am I extending myself a little too quickly? Am I getting wealthy too fast? And I can't keep up energetically. Then it starts like having too much food in the fridge. It starts rotting. You can't eat it all, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. That's good. Okay. I'm going to go to the question answer in the back here. So, Anna is asking, will it be possible that on the new Earth light workers, grid workers, so on will be paid for the work on the planet? Thank you for everything. Yeah, I'm already getting paid and everybody will be paid. Payment will continue. And that's wonderful. Yeah. And of course, many of them are right now maybe not getting paid that much, but as people are grounding the light more and adjusting to integrating themselves more, you know, then and allowing prosperity to come to them, that's then there will be payment. We have may I ask, assistant alignment, life purpose with wealth rather than sacrificing self or wealth to live one's life purpose. Align yourself, life purpose with wealth rather than sacrificing. Okay. I'm even having a hard time understanding this question. I know probably you can't understand it, but for me it's really hard. Aligning life purpose with wealth. Well, the life purpose is connected with wealth. There's no other way to do that. So let's just confirm that, because if you live your dharma, your purpose, then you are naturally also receiving the things that will help you to express your purpose. They're kind of completely interlinked, like an in and out breath. So let's allow everybody to make that shift more deeply, saying yes to my life purpose and yes to receiving all the things I need in order to live my life purpose, because I know that that makes me happy, and that's why I'm here, and that's why I have a physical body. The physical body is there to express and live your life purpose. It's not to gaze and watch over things, but to actually actively express yourself. Okay. Next person is, I'm in the beginning of qualifying for a house loan in California, finished taxes, started this prosperity program with manifesting more clients, doubled my income consistently to be able to obtain our house. Just wonder if I should be shifting perspectives again from clients to manifesting our home, or can I continue both? I still have not doubled income. You can do both. You can do both. You can. If you love working with your clients and you want more clients, then you can double your clients. Let's say you want to keep the same clients. Well, then you would have to double the price, you know, or some other way to have money come into it for the house. So I would do both. You know, you just see your house and it's paid. You got it. It's all done. And you also enjoy working with a certain amount of clients. So these are, I would even keep them separate in your visualization. Okay, I'll come back to here to the callers. And that's Sue right now. Hi, Sue. That's in the UK.
Oh, hello.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. I wanted to ask if you could help me with my eyesight.
Okay. What's wrong with it?
Well, I had surgery for cataracts, which was fabulous. But then they had to do something else, and that messed up the fabulousness of what they'd done in the first place. And now it's almost like I've got cataracts again.
Oh, do you know what they did in the second procedure?
Yes, it was, they call it the YAG capsulotomy, where they put the new lens, they attach it to the back of the old lens, and apparently that can cloud up, that can be like getting a cataract.
Exactly, because,
in the process of sorting it, she moved the lens.
Oh, I see.
So I couldn't see how I could see when she'd first done it, which was absolutely fabulous.
Okay. All right. Is it on both eyes or just one?
No, the other eye was never as good and still isn't. So with both eyes, it's kind of got problems.
Okay. Just put your head on that eye that you just talked about and described, and just your fingertips outside on the lid, and I want you to just kind of hold it there. And we're going to clear the space between the gold and the new lens, and also request that there's going to be a proper matching of so that the light falls through clearly and not and completely unobstructed. Okay, we're going to work in the field in front of it. You can take your hand down now, thank you. And we're just going to close off there's still the incision that I see in the field. Yeah, take a deep breath and then continue to you know, when you go to bed every night and in the morning, to just say to yourself that I see clearly, thank you. Just keep, you know, assuming that.
Thank you.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, we're going to go here. Now we're on a web call, which is 46703. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, there, it's you.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Anna. Oh, we made it. Good. Better sound. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to thank everyone for sending energy to me and my mom and family when my father passed away this week. And we have been very focused on moving forward. We have applied for a new apartment and she had a chance of getting it. But I was thinking about my dad. We kind of just left him feeling almost guilty at not doing anything for him. But is it to just leave behind when they pass, or how do you do?
So he already passed, right? And what are you wanting to do for him? What do you feel like you need to do for him?
I don't know. Make his transition easier or...
Well, the transition, it takes a while. I mean, from what I know and have observed, several scriptures tell you certain things, but I find it's kind of different for each person, depending on their belief system, who they are, what their karmas are. I would just pray for him. One of the things you can do is do mantras very easily. One is the Om Namo Narayanaya. And then, or you can also do, 1 second here. Shri Gurudev Datta. Shri Gurudev Datta. That's a mantra that takes people into the light, especially when they're caught in demonic forces or stuck somewhere. Yeah?
Okay.
I've seen people being escorted, you know, doing that mantra. So you can do that. You can do it also in your own, from your heart, whatever works. Maybe some people like candles or something, whatever is in your tradition. Because your tradition, even if you might not practice it, it's really deep in your body, and you might find some of them are quite useful to just do, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. That's it, yeah? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, God bless you. We got Reem here. Hi, Reem. Hello.
Hi, Aratima. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. We're on a
thank
roll
you
here.
Thank you. Thank you for an amazing call. I was going to ask you about the type of job I should do to increase abundance, but then when you spoke about Dharma, I just lit up. So can you help me express my Dharma? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, when you are, all the spiritual practice you do in WLS is all about that, because you want to basically come into an awake and an enlightened state where you're fully expressing your Dharma, because karma is the opposite of Dharma. So if there's karma, you're going to have often a mix, right? And some people express their Dharma already, they do this and they still have certain, you know, maybe it's not, let's put it this way, it's not its optimum expression yet, but at least they're already doing it. It's wonderful. So, okay, so let's do this for everybody here, and I'm not saying it's that easy, but let's just know that it's already here, and your soul already carries within herself this, like a file or like a piece of paper where it's written out, you know? That's what I'm going to do. Okay, we're just gonna accept it. We're just gonna say yes and accept it.
Yes.
And everybody will get a frequency. Your soul, there will be a frequency shift inside you. You're gonna notice it. And when you have that frequency, you're gonna just let it, I can see it's going into the head area as well. So you're gonna let it all unfold into your aura, Reem?
Yes.
And then we can kind of look back. It's almost like we're going to turn around. Look, you know, when we walk a path, we look back and see what we walk. Because when you walk in one direction in a forest, it looks different. But when you turn around, it looks totally different, doesn't it? Do you remember that feeling?
Yes.
Just like, wow, did I walk there? It just looks totally different. So we walk and we think, like, what are we doing? And then we turn around. So I want everybody to turn around and look at actually what have you been done in your life that is very consistent? What is it that makes you tick? What is it you've always done? What is this thing that's always sort of there? And what is your main interest? That's really your private personal interest that's there. You don't have to tell me, but if you want, Reem, you can.
Okay, mine is to bring a smile to the people around me. I love that.
Good. Okay. Good. So this is already a piece, you know, in the puzzle. So, and then do you do this when you're talking, or do you dance in front of people?
I do. That's my problem, is that a lot of things bring me joy. So I have a lot of things that I could do, but I don't know if I'm supposed to do something specifically.
What did you do when you were 4 years old? How did you make your mother laugh?
Oh my, no, I never made my mother laugh. So, okay, hold on. Let me find someone else that I made laugh. I used to sing.
You sang?
Singing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you used to sing. Well, there you go. So you're a bit of an entertainer, yeah?
Yeah, I have that. Yeah.
I can feel that energy in you. Yeah. There you go. So you do know that you might do the Sarasvati mantra, Om Aim Sarasvati Namaha. She is the arts, right? And what comes from that, yeah?
Okay, that's amazing, because I was about to ask you if there was a mantra, so thank you so much.
There you
I'll
go.
Take that. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, so we're now in California, 9518. Hello.
Hello, Ratana.
Yes, hi there.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Okay.
Hi. I wanted to know if you could help shift out EBV and some other virus they haven't identified yet, because it's just causing problems with my endocrine system and my fertility, and they think that that might be why my back and sciatic nerve isn't healing completely.
You're talking about Epstein-Barr? What is it, did you say?
Yeah, Epstein-Barr virus.
Okay.
And
then
they think it's another virus that I have that they haven't identified yet that's causing so much havoc in my body, my endocrine system, fertility, my back.
Yeah, I noticed that last 12 hours, I noticed a lot of energy. It felt like viral energy, so I must have felt you. Okay, so, all right. Well, the thing is that I think, because I do a lot of work before the call already, so I think most of it already happened, yeah? So do you feel a little different today?
I felt happier today.
Uh-huh, yeah, because I think we already did it. So let me just confirm again. Yeah, because it was quite a battle, and I'm like, what is going on? And I'm all used to this, right? I can sort of read what kind of comes up in the call. And so... There were, and it was a complex sort of a different frequency. So for everybody here, again, to basically, we're going to just, again, acknowledge that these particular scripts, yeah, these are scripts from the old paradigm that we're really not interested. These are inflations of dumb thinking, of stupidity, of mind twisting off itself into these all possibilities of destruction and alterations of the original divine blueprint. We just really don't care about that. We come back again into our own frequency, acknowledge the purity of it and the perfection and the wisdom of the hormones. And everything wants to really work and do its own best job. So thyroid, ovaries, pituitary, the pancreatic gland, the adrenals, pineal gland. And as we're doing this, we're going to shift into this field of the new earth that's already here, because that's important. So allow yourself to just open to it. And you know what I'm going to do right now? This kind of connects with another question. There's a question about what's going to happen in the next 1 to 3 years. So I'm going to open up to this right now, that my partner and I were given the frequency that will happen from 3 to 5 years, like after the three difficult years we're going to be going into, but afterwards this new frequency. So that's the frequency. It's very pure, very different. So would you like to experience this?
Yes, please.
Okay, good. Let me see if I can find it. I'm asking you to come back here. I'll be quiet for a moment. Good, very nice. Do you feel a little different? Could you sense it?
I can, and it's hard to keep my balance. Standing up, and it's hard.
Oh, you're standing up. Yeah, it's a very, it's going to take about 5 years about to really manifest this frequency. So, but it's already within you. So you can listen to this part of the call, and I'm sure, I think Sue is on the call. She always cuts out these pieces that I have these little transmissions. And we'll maybe be able to get it onto the Facebook group, or maybe I'll see what I do. And but just bring your attention to it once in a while, if you remember our conversation today, and reshift yourself. Yeah, and trust that your hormones and your body will know what to do with it. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, to finish up my question and answer here, because this was a question, could you comment if you have any insights in regards to the economy in the next 1 to 3 years? Thank you. Well, what I can say is that they kind of smashed down the precious metals right now. There's as many people call it, the Frankenstein stock market and economy. We will probably see this crazy market right now for quite a while, for the whole summer probably, but then I think I think that will be by next year, maybe from February onwards. I think it will probably be going into some hyperinflation. If everything goes very elegantly, there'll be a reset, and hopefully it'll go really fast. But this is all linked in with all the criminality that's going on the planet. So this is not separate from it, because it can only be done if this is also being basically executed properly, which is taking place right now. Yeah, I just read this morning that because the housing market is really bad and it's gone down 30% or something, 35% I think, even here in Canada, in the West Coast, they're even bringing the interest rates down again. Again, pushing the debt bubble even further up, making people again think that they can lend money, more lending, more debt, because it's all a debt market. We don't have there's no value. It's just all made up of debt, and putting people into the situation of, you know, buying more houses on debt, paying more taxes, with the taxes go back into the pockets of those that already have too much. And so this is cannot be sustained. So it's going to all go crashing down. That's what I'll see. And it's going to be probably pretty hard. Yeah. So it'll probably, for some people, be very hard. So yeah, that's all I can say about that. So we have to go through that. It'll be difficult, and we have to support each other. And this will bring in a new person, a new human. This is what really causes a new way of creating things and doing things. And then after 3 years, that's what I see from 3 to 5 years from now. So it would be 22 onwards, like 23, 24, 25, that range. I see a completely different frequency, as you've already experienced. So that's my answer to that. Of course, we all need to hold a vision of making it as smooth as possible. And that's what I'd like to finish with. But let's continue here first. And this is a person that it says restricted, no number, no name. So maybe you know who you are.
Hello?
Hi there. Yes, that's you. Hello. Yep. He said hello. Hello. Okay, it's not okay. Well, then we'll just move on. And we are now in Virginia, in Atlanta. Hi there.
Hi, Rakima.
Hey there.
Hello. Okay. Oh. I would like to ask assistance with having our daughter still living with us and being in totally lack of prosperity, which I'm afraid that somehow myself and my husband affecting her life, and at the same time we're affecting our own prosperity, especially emotional, by living together and by not fully supporting her choices, like her career and stuff, even though she's very educated and lived in New York City. And now she's in a house, she has more debt after living with us versus, you know, while she was on her own, and she cannot get out until she settles, you know, with something stable. So it's a vicious circle. I'm really upsetting. And when I went to the Akashic Records and I started crying, and my question was, is there anything that I need to learn while we're still living together or experience? What lesson, life lesson? Why are we together in this mess and loving and trying to help each other? But it's really, really difficult. It affects us tremendously.
Okay, so let's take the prosperity and all this away, and let's go back to, because we always like to blame our circumstances for how we feel. Let's just go back to the feelings that you have around your daughter in the situation. Just feel that and own it and just know, oh, that's inside me. I'm having stress about that. So just feel the stress. Just own that this is within you. Yeah, this energy wants to come out. It wants to be integrated and let it move through. And then it's what I just was mentioning. There is an economical problem in this world, and it's pretty real. I mean, I'm seeing it even all around me too. So now each individual person is now have to stand up in with more faith. And so, do you see your daughter as prosperous, or do you see her as a problem child?
Absolutely prosperous.
But
she wants to be an actress.
She wants to be an actress. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what the problem might be, that my husband and I are affecting her career because we do not support fully and do not believe in that nonsense. And she's just dying. And like, we're all stuck here. So frustrating.
Well, seems like your daughter is getting her way though, right?
Well, I don't know if you can call that. She's miserable, too. So she's unhappy as she can be living with person, not really even getting her act together, meaning acting.
Well, let's say if this is my daughter and she wants to stay in my house, then she can't be acting. She wants to act, I would just put her out on the street and just say, go ahead and find your way. So I think the fact is that you're all in limbo because you're supporting her 50%. By giving her housing, but 50% not. So now everybody's stuck and she's not clear either. So I think there has to be some clear decision. You have to be very clear it's not going to happen. If she so insists on it that she wants to become an actress, maybe you want to tell her what really goes on in Hollywood.
Well, she's so smart. She knows what's going on. So she thinks that she could be different and somehow achieve.
No, she does not know what's going on because she wouldn't go there if she really knew. Tell her really what goes on. You inform yourself what really goes on in Hollywood. And then maybe she can wake up out of it. Yeah, just wake her up. Yeah, it would help. You know, this is what we need. We need people to all to wake up.
Yeah. And she's empathic. In addition to that, she doesn't belong to any of that world. So I don't know why she feels like God made her this way, and she cannot, this soul pain that she experiences, it's in deep within. And my husband told her last week to get out, but it's not working, so we got into argument and everyone is upset. I'm crying, she's crying. Oh, where do we go?
Yeah, just come back to
looking
the,
for apartment and no money for apartment.
I know, come back to the fact that you're in a conflict. You are experiencing a conflict and you having a desire to, this is your karma. So shift yourself. Your daughter is not the problem, your husband's not the problem. You are having a problem. You are manifesting a dream, a life with the situation. So your job is to change that within you. So feel the feelings, acknowledge your desperation, Remember again, I want to repeat it. Everything that happens on the outside, we use to blame and throw our own emotions on. Because we use the world. It's a mirror, right? To become conscious of what's inside of our soul. So you're just cleaning things out from the past. So you have desperation. You feel overwhelmed. You feel stuck. You feel sad. You feel like you're not understood, right? And all these things. Just clear that out. Sit with it. Feel it with a neutral mind. Can you do that?
Yes. Do you feel that I'm blocking her from moving on? Is that my attachment not allowing her to go out?
You're not hearing what I said. You wouldn't ask me this question if you really heard what I said. You are still believing the outside world is very real. It's not real. You don't have a daughter. This just appears that way. If you want to master this and you want to wake up out of this dream, otherwise what will happen is we will resolve this and your daughter will go maybe and have a different job and maybe get a house, but you're going to have another problem. You will have another problem because you want to get out of this drama, right?
Yes, I do want to get out.
Yeah, so then you have to own your own feelings and this drama. Write it down for yourself. This is me and this is what I'm experiencing. These are my feelings. Look at it. This is this is you. This is your life. So this is what you are, and you expect your daughter to be all put together. Well, you have to first start with yourself.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. You can do this. I know you can do this. I know this because you've done a lot of healing on yourself. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is always tricky when it comes to your own children. It's very hard, I understand. So this is Cindy right now. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Rachna.
Hi.
I also want to work with aligning more with what my dharma is, what I'm meant to be doing. So, you know, I'm not 100% sure on how to find what my dharma is.
Yeah, and it makes sense because you see, we're in a transition. We're in a end cycle of a civilization, and a lot of the jobs that exist now and a lot of things that we do the way we do right now will not exist anymore in a few years. So we are all evolving into something completely new. And so allow yourself to be open to that frequency. Did you feel that dharmic frequency? Did you notice something, or maybe you got a sense of a relaxation or something, Cindy?
I didn't really notice, but I will listen to the call again.
Yeah. Well, go into it again right now. Just allow yourself to just know that it's already here. It's already here. And it's also an evolution, right? It's not like you are born and then click, it turns on, you just live it like a machine and then you go to die. No, it's a process. Right. You're evolving into it. You're becoming conscious of it. You refine it. You are going to enjoy it. It's this play that we do, right? And,
what I did was I also signed up to do a coaching course because I thought that would be a good foundation for me to then branch out to a whole lot of other things. But
yeah, if you feel like if you're not in your head about it and you feel like when you think about the coaching course, that it makes you delighted in your heart and it feels your breath is easy and it just makes you breathe deeper, then go ahead, do it.
Mm-hmm.
That is supported by your core, right? It's supported by, it's really true for you. Does it do that?
you know, I'm very nervous to do it, so it's a bit of a difficult one you know, I've always had a tendency to be there for people. You know, I had this desire to just help them and guide them and, you know, healing or whatever it might be. You know, and I think with the coaching course, it will give me a tool, and it will also give me papers. You know, you always need papers in this today's world that says, look, I do have
I hear what you're saying. You're telling me your logic about it again. You're trying to convince yourself, and it's okay. But that should be number two. It should make also sense. But number one is, are you delighted about it? Of course, you know, maybe, you know, because you're growing, there's always some nervousness, there's some fear sometimes. Of course, your surface bodies are going to like, oh my God, will I be able to do that? I'm not talking about that. Go deeper. Inside, is it true for you? Just the way your name is true, Cindy, and not Betty. Is it real? Is it real in your heart? If it is, then yes, absolutely. That's the perfect thing to do then.
Okay. I love to sit with this more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely need to sit with it more.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, give your soul even a deadline. I mean, give your mind a deadline. Say, you know, I by this weekend, Sunday at 1 o'clock, I know it, and it's very clear. And look for it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You're welcome. Okay, this is Simone now. Hi, Simone.
Hi, Aratima. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thank you. What do you have today?
Thank you for this beautiful car. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? It's energy. I've been experiencing low energy, and I'm wondering if it's because of all the solar flares. I don't think it's entities. I do regular clearings, but I'm just feeling an overall just low energy.
Okay. Yeah, your thyroid is a little low. So let's get your thyroid a little bit activated here. It's like an astrological thing. You know, some planets cause a hormone stitch, kind of, you know, certain organs get suppressed and others get heightened. So, and so we're just going to allow that to kind of balance out a little bit here. Are you starting to feel more energy come in?
I do.
Still opening up on the right side all along the neck, like into the ear, and then open your crown chakras already better, and so then the energy is coming through good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You. Good. Okay, awesome. Good. Next person is in Calgary. Hi, Sabina.
Hi, Rob. Yeah, hi, Rob.
Okay. Are we getting good news? I was thinking about you yesterday.
Well, actually, that is a funny story, too. So it collapsed, but within 24 hours, I have another offer, which I'll know in the next week or two. So it's just because it feels so old, right? Like, it kind of surprised me when it collapsed, but it was like, oh, but it still feels so old. And the next day, I got another offer. So I'm acting as if, and yeah, just clearing stuff out and, you know, whatever, right?
Fine tuning the timing of it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fine-tuning and just clearing to make sure there's just nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing here of me, ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that feels good. So today, I guess the question started with, well, actually, I'll just go into what the question is now. Doesn't really matter where it started. I went into the Akashic Records with discovering where the fear of freedom comes from for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear of really diving deep into that frequency, you know, and it's based on stuff that's happening in the world, in my world, you know, like I don't know where I'm going and is that stopping me and all that. But so I went in and it was a tremendously powerful experience with a lot of pain in my throat and chest and some visuals and some screaming going on. And so I guess I would like to see if there's something that still we can keep that moving out, like, you know, like clear it out of the body.
Yeah, okay.
The throat was really constricted. And
okay, maybe put your hand in that area, and so we're just going to just also, like, some kind of, like, a splinter or something there on the middle to the left side, so we're just going to allow that to be removed.
It was really sharp pain.
Do you feel that? Yeah, it's a sharp, like, it looks like a splinter.
Mm-hmm.
So let's allow the body to adjust to this shift. And there is this kind of sense of pain. Like when we're inviting the body to almost like fill in the holes and rejuvenate and make whole again. Does it feel better now?
It's pulsating now, which is a good thing. It wasn't. It was just really constricted. So,
yeah,
you
know. Good. Okay, good. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so we are now in, this is in Oregon. Hi, Myra. Hi there.
Oh, hi.
We haven't talked in a long time.
I sort of
like a question about one of the calls, maybe it was the last one, you talked about the platinum light.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been having that experience right around the time you were just, you know, you said you had experienced it and someone else
mm-hmm.
mentioned it. And that was the prosperity energies very strongly for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then something's been going on recently. Some very dark, chaotic energies have come into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Survival issues, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, all this is going on. How can I access that higher frequency? And I just kind of let go, surrender, and nothing happened for a while. And then, this is really interesting, and I'm kind of wondering what if you'll see it or sense it, but another type of prosperity energy came in very strongly into my body, but it was more calm and quiet and settled, I think would be the word.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly denser, but just quieter.
Mm-hmm.
It, one of the problems is with the survival issues that have been arising, that my nervous system gets overly activated, and it can take me a few days to get things back down.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't been able to access that higher, you know, the platinum light. But this other energy came in very strongly, and just this calm, quiet. I'm just kind of wondering if any of this makes sense.
No, it does make sense, because you'll get the frequency that makes you whole, right? There's a rightness for everything. And somebody, it's like going, think of one of these atriums, you know, and let's think the center is the supreme, and it has all these different
mm-hmm.
doorways, and everybody goes through a different doorway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It could
mm-hmm.
be more, it could be gentler, it could be high frequency, it could be more intense, you know. It's what you need at the time, so in order to make you complete and balanced. And
so that might be the energy that I should keep on trying to access while all this dark chaos is going on around me.
You can, but be open to it shifting too, because you are
always
a living, changing being, right?
Right.
Like every breath you take is a little bit different.
Okay. No, that makes sense. That feels
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Good. Yeah, we have sometimes references, you know, and we go there, and it's good. And then we shift, and then... So the next person is 9075. Hello?
Hey, Jackson.
Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
It's Jennifer, right? Yeah, okay. Hi, good morning.
You know, we had our one-on-one session, and I just wanted to say I'm feeling so much better. But, you know, when we were talking... I was still clearing toxins, so I thought maybe you could check, see how I'm doing in clearing the toxins.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you still having symptoms?
No. But then, you know, I didn't the last time either. No side pain anymore.
Just strengthening overall here. Good. You're still clearing a little bit, but we just kind of strengthened it, yeah? So to keep going, yeah?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we are now in Nassau. And is it Karen?
Hello?
5168.
Hi, Ratima. Yes, it's Karen.
Yes. Hi there.
Hi. What's arisen during this call? At first I was going to ask about, you know, a few weeks ago I had met with a financial planner. I was the one that had asked you a few weeks ago about the stock market and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really what the question is to just to increase my own self-confidence and
mm-hmm.
sense of capacity and power to be able to, I don't want to say direct to make financial choices and decisions, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. because I was really feeling good about aligning with this financial planner, but since I've heard on this call, you know, things may be changing, that kind of changed. So I'm kind of in limbo with aligning with this person. But I think what I feel really helped me is just to kind of get that confidence back.
Yeah.
And I do recognize, that I, the thing that I grew up with was that the man, the household took care of that, the financial decisions. And, I'm clearly the one in my relationship that is responsible or at least paying mm-hmm. attention to this sort of stuff. So, and I feel that's good, even though I find it's challenging. I would like to have that capacity and that confidence and that power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally understand. Well, in the Vedic tradition, Lakshmi is, women were always the children of the prosperity, the land, the food. Women were always the ones that created and maintained prosperity, and the men were just holding space for it. So we talked about that before. So it's not unusual. Mm. It just shifted in the patriarchy where we gave men the reins to basically do all these things. Didn't do a good job with it, as you can see. And so we're basically, again, now rediscovering with this, because what is the patriarchy? It's an illumination of the mind. We're using the mind differently than during the Neolithic times. So we're basically now learning to be a woman with this very completely active linear left brain mind and rediscovering our old skills with it and bring it and merging it all together. So it's actually natural for us to deal with prosperous things, with the house, with the children, the food, and all the values that we own. Women are the ones who put jewelry on, they carry their inheritance on them that they give to their daughters and children. So let's, again, everybody shift then back into that you are prosperity. Prosperity is also wisdom and strengthening the trust in that, and evolving it into this confidence, new way of expressing and knowing, recognizing it in the people around us that might be financial advisors or helpers, recognizing who is an expression of our own wisdom, an expert of our own wisdom. Again, choosing and stating that I am making good decisions for my well-being at all times. I already have done that. And then just allow the frequency that's here right now to just settle in and just breathe it in, be it. And then as you're basically living in that new frequency. Can you feel the difference?
I can, yes.
Good. Beautiful. And then you trust that. Mm. You just keep deepening into that and the rest will unfold, right?
Right.
Okay. Great.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. So we're now in California. That's Nancy. Hello. 7148.
Hi.
Hello.
9182, is there
a... it's 7148. Do I have two people? No, it's just that's you, yeah. In California?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a place where I have a horrible right knee. Mm-hmm. It's out, misaligned. And it's painful. Mm. And I feel that all my doubts and fears and emotions are stuck there.
Okay, well, that makes it easy, right? It's all in the one place. Let's tackle it, should we? Just put your hand on your right knee. Good.
Okay.
And it's just misaligned. Did you have an accident or something, or it's just misaligned? Just like
it's
that.
It's from rheumatoid arthritis.
I see, okay. Yeah, okay. So I got rheumatoid arthritis, all right. So, again, let's for a moment just shift out of that. And you would like to walk again and feel good and bend the knee?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Part of me believes that it will heal, and then part of me doubts, and that's the problem.
Yeah, because the mind just has two sides like a coin, right? So you have to shift out of the mind into your soul. Let's do this together. Your soul knows, and your soul also heals. So your soul is connected into spirit. So shall we shift into the soul?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the one that truly wants and desires health. Right, so let's go deeper into that. There you go, you got it. Good job. Are you feeling the shift? You feel that?
I could feel it just flowing through my body.
Yeah, there you go. So now you let that flow and it's just all come to your knee. We're going to come to the knee and let it all reset into that healthy state, original, beautiful, healthy state. You want to be bending, walking. It feels comfortable. It's all aligned. You're stable. And I would suggest that you right away, once I mute you back, that you get up and walk around. While we're still on the call, I want you to try this, okay? And you just keep walking and keep breathing, okay? All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. So, good. Next person is Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Aratima.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What do we do today?
Oh, hi. Thank you for today. I appreciate it. So many things have been answered after I raised my hand, so I just really appreciate everyone else's questions. I don't have words at the moment. I guess maybe some of the process has caused me to kind of...
I know, I'm going pretty slip.
I know, it's actually wonderful. and I also want to tell you, I have so much energy in my body, like I've been going to the gym every day to do either yoga or running. It just, awesome. And my body does not hurt at all, which is kind of amazing. Yeah,
that's
true. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
No, it is. Yeah, that's a prosperity too. Good health, vitality.
Yes, it is wonderful. The only thing that arose for me, and I'm actually working on it, but maybe your assistance would be helpful, is there is a theme I know in my family and in myself, and it's I label it as greed.
Okay.
And I feel less attached to it, but if you would maybe kindly work with it to help me dissolve it, because I still feel it a bit. I think, you know, that holding, grasping, wanting more for me is still, it's much less, but it's still alive.
Okay, let's do this for everybody. Just go to that place. Go to that place. Okay, good. I got it. So good. We're just going to offer it up and release it and allow that energy to shift into something much more beneficial. It is an ancestral thing, like you said. Yeah, so I'm seeing it all the way through the crown chakra. So we're just going to allow you to shift out of that ancestral pattern, programming. I'm going to release all the guilt around it.
Mm.
And that you're a good person. You are a good person. We're not releasing that, but we're just stating that. There you go. Does it feel better?
Definitely feels better. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, good.
Yes.
All right, good. So, let me just quickly. There you go. Next person is Shelly. Hi, Shelly.
Hey there. I'll be quick. I have no problem visualizing what I want. I can feel it big time. No problem there. But I feel like there's just there's something huge that's stopping me and blocking me. Don't know what it is. And then what happened during the Akashic, I could see everything. I could see the book. It's huge, 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 but all the pages were empty. And then the message I got, which you'll love, was, we don't want you going backwards. We don't want you analyzing and thinking. We want you empty. We just want you empty. So I got that. So now I sit here and I think, is it my mind just saying that there's a block? Because I have no problem seeing and visualizing and feeling it, but
I feel like there's something really big that is, I don't know if it's from the outside or family, that's just blocking me.
Blocking you from to visualize your what you want?
No, from receiving that prosperity, from receiving what I desire.
Okay. Well, when you're in your course, it kind of goes along with your experience in Akashic Records. For you,
mm-hmm.
your practice is to become completely empty, to really drop out of the mind. And so
yeah,
when you are
exactly.
in your core, then the prosperity comes. So, you know, so using your mind right now will block it. You understand?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I got that during the Akashic. I picked up the message for the first time, literally plain as day. And it was funny because they were laughing. I could just hear the guys were like, you really need to question this? So,
okay.
All right, thank you. That,
you're
that
welcome.
Totally
you're welcome.
Gave me validation.
Okay, thanks. Oh, this is Jeanette in France. Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
Hi. Can you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Brilliant. I seem to be okay at the moment in places to work and die, but since I've been doing it, my feet are really sore.
Yeah, your feet are sore. I'm having a bad connection here with you. You said your feet are sore?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm used to walking a lot, but it seems strange that, you know, a job that I'm doing is pretty good. And it's so bad that it was keeping me awake.
They keep you awake at night as well. Okay, because the connection is not very good here, let's just quickly work on the feet. And let's just allow, you know, the soreness or whatever it's going on there to release. Okay, we just have to align your... and subtle fields with the feet, with the physical fields. It's almost like they're quite a lot. You know, when you put shoes on, you know, it's almost like you're stepping next to them, not into them. So you're going to want to really step into your feet properly. There you go. So it's better. You might feel a little dizzy right now as you're kind of aligning better. Do you feel that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little dizzy. Just let it be because the energies are now starting to drill down and through the feet once it comes through the feet, which is not quite yet. You feel it in your eyes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, feet and eyes are related. They're connected.
Mm-hmm.
The feet are the executing organs of the eyes, because what you see is where you go. So why not just allow that all to align? There you go. Now it's better. Take a deep breath. And you're still shifting quite a bit. So the energy is quite strong. So it'll be moving through. It's hitting the base chakra right now. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll let you go. Thanks, Jeanette, because you know the connection wasn't very good here. I'm with Teresa right now. Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Thank you very much. My problem is just quite similar to just the lady.
Speak.
I can't see, I can't visualize, and I can't see colors. When I close and try to meditate or just follow you, let's say, darkness, and I don't know, just the third eye. And I was assaulted some time ago, long, long time ago, my head physically being repeatedly hit by...
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, okay. Can you put your hand in the area of where you were hit, where that was, the injuries?
Yes.
But for a moment, yeah. Okay, you can take your hand down, and we're just going to clear the... So all times and spaces, all levels. And if you can put your hand also now, just a finger maybe, between, you know, where the third eye is, just gently touch there for a moment.
Yeah.
You can take your hand down, just relax, keep your gaze up there in the third eye, gaze into the third eye, eyes closed. Correcting, aligning, correcting, aligning, correcting, aligning. We also have to bring some aspect of your soul back. There's a bit of a trauma here. So with your permission, so we're coming back, reintegrating an aspect of you. There you go. Can you feel that? Take a deep breath. Good, good. Now it's getting much brighter inside you. Can you feel the difference?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Okay. What are you experiencing?
Just funk emotion, like.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, because we cleared, we healed the soul and also this trauma. So you're going to feel lots of emotion. It's okay. Let that happen. And then maybe in a few hours or tomorrow, you're going to feel more clear in the head area.
Yeah? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. We're almost done. I'm going to unmute in 91945. It's in Rayleigh. Rayleigh? Hello?
Fatima?
Yeah, that's you. Hi there. What's
Hi.
Your name?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I wanted you to just check my field and see around the energy of my head and my third eye and throat. If there are energies interfering, yes, entities or energies interfering or cords or anything of that nature, or if these are just my own thought forms and pressures.
So do you have pressure and thought forms? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so you got something in the throat, so we're just going to take that out. Looks like a white string. And we're going to do some clearing on the astral level. I'm requesting that everybody move out of your field. It doesn't belong to into your field. You got some opening in the back of the spine where things come in. So childhood, a little tricky, a little difficult. Is that correct?
Very difficult. A lot of trauma.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. So my goodness. So we have to do some repair because your field is open where everything comes in. So we're just going to, for everybody, we're going to repair now along the spine on the several levels. Good job. You're already shifting. Good. Opening up the calves. And letting go, and just correcting, healing, repairing. And you're very beautiful. You're very beautiful. And you're meant to be here. You're meant to be here. You were actually expected to be here. Some angelic presences. You're going to be, they're already there to support. I'm going to ask for continued support for you. You still have a very interesting life ahead of you, so don't think that what you experienced in the past will have anything to do with what you're going to do in the future. Can you feel that? Can you feel your time for coming? Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Your time is coming.
You.
Yeah, okay, good. You're welcome. Okay, next person is Kathy, another Kathy in Philadelphia. Hi.
Hi, I think that's me.
Is that the same person? Okay.
No, it's not the same
person. It's a different person. Okay, good. Okay, so it was a different city.
You know me as Catherine. I'm on your Facebook group as Catherine.
Yes, the Catherine, yes.
Yeah, I'd like to get a little help with moving beyond the belief that the only way to manifest prosperity is through hard work.
Okay. All right. So let's do this for everybody. Let me just check your pathway. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So in the muscles, so we're going to just clear the muscles. There you go. Did you feel that lightening there?
Yeah, especially around my shoulders and, you know, upper back.
Lots of labor, like work, you know, carrying and all that. So it's just in the muscles that's telling you this, oh, that's the way it is. But let's shift into, I'm seeing something here. It's behind you, sort of light behind the shoulders. So it wants to come in. We're just going to allow that to come in, something much lighter. It's almost like a whole new belief system. And you probably worked on that, so it's sitting there in your aura, but it wasn't connecting in. So we're just going to allow it to come in, into the cells, into the shoulders, into the body. All the work that you've already done, that you've integrated into the heart. And for everybody. Okay, you can still have doubt in your head, though. What is that about?
That's why I need your help. I'm not sure.
deserving. I'm hearing deserving. So, yes, you do deserve. This is really linked, right? Hard work, and then you deserve. Mm-hmm. So, old Christian imprinting. So we're just going to allow that to go. Okay. Do you feel different? Is it better?
Yeah, I just felt my whole face relax, and there's a little, like, fluttery kind of at the base of my skull almost that I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're, it's very interesting with you. There's a whole other you, and I think you're going to bring that in first to the Alta Major, the center in the back, and then probably embody it more. So be prepared. You're going to go through a big dissolution, death at some point. Not today, but it's, as time comes. You probably know that, right?
Yeah, I've sensed that for a while.
Yeah, okay.
I sensed, you know, the shifting already.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we have three more people, and we're going to stop here. So this is Sue in the UK. Is that the same Sue or a different one? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello there.
No, it's me again. But if you want to have an eye, that would be great.
No, I'll let you go. Okay, so because I know some people, they kind of have two links here coming up. Okay, and then we have 442808. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it's you. Hello there.
Hi, Aratima. This is Anya.
Oh, okay. We already worked together too, so okay.
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't. Okay.
No, I think you work with Anna from Sweden.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yes, of course. Of course.
Okay, cool. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for taking my call. Can you please check if my husband, he comes from Siberia, and there was a lot of black magic and curses and negative forces influencing his father. And I'm really wondering if that's really stopping the flow of money and the prosperity coming to our life, to his life and my life.
Okay, so I'm going to ask, I'm not going to work with him, right? I'm going to work with you, and which means that are you affected by your husband's curses? Yeah.
Yeah, it almost seems like our energies together, like his and mine, there's like repelling money.
Yeah, because you're the wife, right? So that you're kind of one energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, his base chakra is closed. I can see that right away. Mm-hmm. So it's very closed, actually. So now let's work with you where you allow yourself to be with a man who is having an open base chakra, who is prosperous. Allow yourself to go there for a moment. This is what we're going to shift into. And that within your energy field, within your home and house, there are no magics at work that are interfering with one second here. Okay, so some things aren't that easy because I'm seeing a being here right there. And there's another one, a smaller one. And because I'm not working directly with your husband, I'm not going to go and do this right now. But because he is being affected. So I'm really confirming, yes, that's true. He is being affected. And there's beings sent. People conjure up beings. And it kind of has a little like, almost not like a skeleton, but very thin and skinny, no hair kind of demonic beings, like a hungry ghost, very mm-hmm. short legs, you know. And then there's another one, it's just like a head. And so these are in his field, and they're feeding mm-hmm. off it, and they're blocking things. So yeah, I mm-hmm. hope this helps. Definitely needs to be corrected, yeah.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, it's always like coming, yeah, and something is blocking in the last minute and preventing like money coming, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he can always do a session with me, or you find some other way, you know, to work this mm-hmm. out. Yeah? Okay.
All right.
You're welcome. Okay. And then we got last person is Karen. Okay, Karen.
Hi. It's such an honor to experience all these frequencies. Just thank you.
Oh.
I just had a question about, you know, the sensation of excitement and you know, fear of the future, they can feel the same. And sometimes when I think of the future, you know, the mind jumps in and, you know, kind of tries to control the moment. And I just wondered if you could just talk through that. I feel that in my base chakra, you know, when I feel like not grounded and in me, like when you talk about Lakshmi, you know, I just that energy just feels like, oh, it's just matter of fact, it's just certain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. So when you get that that little bit of the mix between excitement for the future and then the fear of the future, they do have a different frequency though. One is very rich and your soul is delighted, your heart is open. And then the fear is, you know, you've got cold, clammy hands. It's kind of different. There's a different chemistry that goes on in the body. And yes, the fear is, we could say, in the base chakra. And so you want to come into neutrality where you really don't care for a moment, knowing that all is well. Yeah, you could just reset yourself and the mind goes running away with you and the thoughts and you come back. And just like, okay, it doesn't really matter because right now I'm happy, I'm eating, I'm breathing, it's good. Good moment. That's all the wealth. And you set yourself back into your core. And but I'm hearing something else with you. It's almost like you want to shift deeper into your base chakra, right? Grounding deeper. Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do this for everybody. Which basically, and that includes full acceptance of everything you feel, know, everything in your life. Grounding means being fully here, allowing the soul that you are. And that level of evolution that you're embodying right now, with all the so-called good and bad the mind has opinions on, all of that, just to be here as is and being grateful and very loving towards oneself. Lakshmi is love. And it's really overcoming and letting go also of the body. Because wealth doesn't accumulate, wealth needs to circulate. We move into one body, we move into the next body, we move into another body, we move into different houses, we move into different clothes, we move into different bodies. We breathe in and out, spirit into matter, constant circulation. Aligning the second chakra. Into the throat, into the crown. There you go, beautiful. That was more than just a clearing, I would say. Can you feel the difference? Well, I will meet you at Lakshmi's abode this week, okay? I'll see you there. Okay, I'm not kidding. I'm going to look for you. Thank you. Okay, so good. This is a great ending. Okay, everything else, any other question that's there, I pray that you receive your answer and all the shifts you need through the MP3s, through your prayers, through your work. So let's for a moment just come into a moment of stillness and be so grateful that we are here to share with each other. We're alive. Thank you for being here. Thank you for working with my work, enjoying it, learning from it, and allowing me to see you change and evolve. It's a pleasure and it's a privilege. And I invite and ask you to share in my vision for this world that there's peace, continued peace, more peace, that truth comes out and manifests in this world, that all the lies are being exposed, that the wealth is distributed in a way that is fair, that people, that humanity has woken up more in the last few days, even more into more clarity, which is very exciting. Let's ask for more. We're grateful. Let's ask for that sober presence of every person, humanity making that leap into this new way of being with each other. Giving thanks to Mother Earth for everything she's done and is doing. Sending her love, appreciation for our bodies, which is the nature, the trees, the animals, and our physical bodies, which belong to her. And all the subtleties, all the subtle levels that are true expressions of the Supreme. May everything align perfectly. May the light and the love restore on this planet. Already restored. I accept it. I receive it. I enjoy it. I live it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. God bless you. And we will speak again at some point. And wish you all the best. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The moderator has left the conference.